Peeps, welcome back to Tits and Teeth, hosted by myself, Kyla, and my Aussie love, Jen. This song, are you obsessed? Because you should be, because that is our guest of honor today. Our interview for this episode is all things Jacob McInnes. Jacob is a stupidly talented creator who expresses themselves through all mediums of art. We talk with Jacob about their visual art, their pop star dreams that are absolutely coming true, and gender identity, visibility, and pronouns. We cannot wait for you to hear from Jacob. But before we get to them, it's time for our newest segment on the pod where we highlight small businesses killing it in our community. It's a what you doing?
Let's go.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our what you doing segment. We are here with the absolutely wonderful, always entertaining Steve Cota. Hi, Steve.
Good afternoon, you two. Nice to chat with you again.
G'day, g'day. We're very excited that it's Steve. We love
you. Yes.
Love you too. Feeling is mutual.
Woo!
Love it. All right. So we are here to talk about In the Wings. Steve, can you tell me what is In the Wings?
Well, In the Wings started, you know, when the pandemic first started, a lot of us theater artists didn't know what the heck we were going to do. And my second passion was always educating. So I thought, okay, how can I take advantage of my free time now and be able to continue educating? So I took an online business course and they taught me how to kind of create a small business. And I ended up getting a grant through them to start this whole thing. So In the Wings is basically a place where you can continue training virtually. And it's not just for industry professionals. I cater a lot to a lot of young aspiring artists. And it's a way for everyone to continue to hone their skills in this time where we don't know when we're going to come back. So we have so much time to get better so that when we do come back, we're ready. And what's happened, which has been beautiful, is that we've created this space where these young aspiring artists and industry professionals can share a classroom. And right now, at the end of every class, we kind of just stop. And everyone sits, and it gives these young artists a chance to ask these industry professionals when they wouldn't necessarily have that opportunity to do so. So any, because these young kids have saved me, because we were lost for a long time, and we needed something, and we lost our community, which was, you know, our biggest downfall. And then this was a way for me to reestablish that community and for me, and also understand that these kids were dying for it as well. So that now we have this great classroom where at the end, these young artists, they wouldn't necessarily have the opportunity to ask some of these people these questions, and now have that opportunity because they look up to us so much. And I have to say, they have just reinvigorated my passion and my hope for our industry, and also something that we got to do every single day and maybe took it for granted every once in a while.
Sure. Mm-hmm. For sure. So you kind of already answered this already, but why do you think that it's important for the industry at the moment to have In the Wings?
Well, I think it just gives us all a chance to continue to hone our skills. And like I said before, it's the community that we've been lacking. So it's a chance for all of us to get back into a room where, let's be honest, a lot of us weren't taking class, myself included. And now we have the opportunity to do so. And we can do it from anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world. We have this platform now where we can all unite and extend that community. Like I was talking about young artists and extending our community through the young artists in terms of like where this community starts in terms of age. But now it's endless in terms of where we can reach. For instance, we did a program this summer with 18 young artists, and it was all a virtual training program for musical theater, teaching them how to hone their audition skills and create self-tapes. And I had young artists from BC all the way to Montreal. So awesome. I'm excited where this could grow to. Like, again, I don't know what's going to happen, and but I'm learning every day.
That's all we can do, isn't it, mate? Just bloody learn every day. Well, I have to tell you, you were the inspiration for this new segment where we're highlighting small businesses. Obviously, we want to get behind our community, but a conversation that you had with Kyla and I was just where you explained in the wings, just like you have now, where you kind of said all these young kids get to dance with these working and training professionals and just like get to look up and connect. And I was like, that's so freaking awesome. So not only did we need to highlight your business, but we wanted to make sure that we highlighted your why. And as a result, we're doing it for all businesses
For
this
all
whole
season.
season.
Yeah, we're so excited.
It's so important. It's so important to do so. And thank you too for doing that, because sometimes people don't hear about it. It's great to have two people like yourselves really, really looking after every all the artists who are looking to expand and pivot. So thank you so much.
Well, on that note, Steve, where can we find you? Where can people register?
So right now I'm working solely off of Instagram and Facebook. My website is coming out very, very soon, which will be inthewings.ca, which is being built by another artist, Michael Trax.
Woo! Awesome.
So that will be coming out very soon, so you can find me there. But right now, I advertise our what we're offering, all our classes every single week. People are probably sick of me because I'm constantly posting what we're up to, and always look for new and exciting things that we're offering. And we're also looking for ideas. If anyone has any ideas, I'm more than happy to take your suggestions.
And on Instagram, that's at In the Wings, just straight up.
Inthewings.online.
Dot online at in the
Yes.
wings dot online. Everybody, there you go.
All right. And we'll be sharing all of that this week as well on our Instagram. So we'll give him lots of shout outs, but just another legend here in the community. Thanks for coming on, Steve-O. We love you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for having me. I really, really appreciate it. Love you too.
Oh, thanks,
Woo!
Steve. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here with Jacob McInnes. I'm apparently a boxing announcer today, but we're so excited. We are just.
Yes!
For the last person on this earth that you would see in a boxing ring. Actually, you know what? I would be there, tassels on areolas, holding up a round two sign, just
Yes!
ready to cheer them on.
Exactly. Okay, good
Hey.
money.
So, Jacob, as we head into round two with the tassels on your areolas, are you
Ooh.
ready for 60 seconds with the Godfather?
I have prepped my whole life for this.
Okay, here we go. It's time for 60 seconds with a Godfather. It's 60 seconds with a Godfather. Not 20, not 30, not 40, not 50. It's 60 seconds with a Godfather. In 3, 2, 1. What was the greatest show you've done of all time? Because Jen and Kyla were both in it with you.
Crazy for You.
Correct. Finish this sentence. Your teacher says.
Take off your robes.
And what
I don't
movie
know,
is
take
that
off your
from?
robes. Sister Act 2, Back in the Habit.
Which Harry Potter house are you in?
Slytherin. Surprising, but Slytherin.
Hey. You're my team. Give us your best Professor McGonagall slash Maggie Smith impression.
You, your duty to your school.
That's all I wanted to hear. On a scale of 1 to 1,000, how disappointed are we all with J.K. Rowling of late?
5,000.
Thank
Right.
you. Well,
Five thousand points off Gryffindor.
But like, how much do you love Emma Watson?
Oh, times a thousand, except when she's singing Beauty and the Beast, but God bless.
Oh, good point, good point. Who is your favorite all-time pop queen or princess?
Celine Dion.
Oh my God, it happened.
I do. This was another question that's on there, but Kyla had written it, and I need to know, can you define podunk?
Sure. Oh my gosh, one of my favorite words, podunk, spelled PODUNK, is a word usually referring to something that is morbidly white trash and just so hick that it needs another word. So that's podunk. And
Can you use it in a sentence?
Sure. Jacob, Jacob put the glass of Podunk Jackson Triggs Cabernet Sauvignon to their lips. It smelled like rubbing alcohol and rotting fruit, but they didn't care.
Hey. Oh my gosh.
And that is in the Webster's Dictionary now. Thank you. All right. So, Jacob, we always begin our interviews with, what is your favorite musical and your dream role?
As everyone probably always says, gosh, this is so hard. But I think my favorite musical ever is Sweeney Todd. Ooh. And dream role would be to play every role in that show. So I would love a production where all of the main cast knows every role and you like spin before you do the show and see what role you're playing. But mostly Mrs. Lovett is my dream role.
Well, that is just the perfect segue because we love you so much. And in my opinion, Jacob McInnes is one of the best character actors around. You were an amazing, I've seen you as Shrek. You were a moose with us in Crazy for You. And you were in the Dora Award winning Pinocchio that choreographer Julie Tomeno and Joel Cumber, who were both guests on the show, came in and chatted to us about. You were phenomenal, phenomenal in those shows. And we're going to talk about all of those things because we're big fans and we love you so much. Before we do, we want to dive right in and we just want to talk about pronouns. So
yes,
I myself identify as female and my pronouns are she, her. Kyla?
My pronouns are she, her.
Jakey?
Amazing.
What about
my
you?
Pronouns are they, them. And I identify as, there's lots of names for it. The one I'm the most comfortable with is gender queer. Because I always find the Q in LGBTQ is, I think, the most comforting because it puts you in a state where you don't have to necessarily know. And the queer aspect is kind of that searching. So I find great comfort in that.
I love that. So can you give our audience a little definition of what gender queer means to you?
Sure. Yeah. It just means like we have been raised in this gender binary society where it's been male or female and that's it. And I mean, for centuries and centuries and centuries, there have been gender queer people, gender fluid people, non-binary people, trans people. But more recently, scientifically, there and, you know, with professional articles coming out, kind of supporting these theories and kind of validating the feelings that we have all had as genderqueer people, not to speak on behalf of everyone, but I think it's just an idea of, I don't subscribe to this idea of a man and kind of society's idea of what a man is. And then I don't necessarily subscribe to being all female either. So it's just kind of this beautiful, agnostic, comfy rainbow middle area where I just get to be Jacob.
Yeah.
And I get to, you know, let my feminine side come out when I want and my masculine side. And that's just all wrapped up in who I am. Yeah.
I love that. Actually, one of our other 60 second questions were, do you do your own manicures?
You better believe I do.
Ooh, yes. And they're always good.
Obsessed. Thank you. Right now you would be ashamed, but that's okay because it is quarantine and
sometimes
we have to give ourselves
sometimes you have trash nails. It's okay. Sometimes I look at my nails, I'm like, trash. These
Podunk.
Trash nails. Podunk nails. There we go. Why is it important then for everyone to start listing their pronouns on their Insta and emails and, you know, 2020, it's in our Zoom names.
I mean, such an exciting thing about, you know, one of those silver linings of this situation we're in worldwide is that so much allyship is coming forward and lots of beautiful movements are happening. And what I love seeing, especially from cisgender, straight identifying people, is them listing their pronouns in their emails, saying them before making announcements in groups. And as someone who, now I used to not be upset by pronouns, but the more I explored, the more I focused and the more I realized how often people use pronouns, my decision to use they and them, it was scary. But as I identified that way and as I was being honored that way by other people, it really, really made me feel so seen, heard, secure. So I think the purpose of bringing up pronouns at the beginning, like before anything happens, say you're in a room full of, you know, you're starting your first day of a show and everyone goes around the circle and says theirs, just so you can avoid potentially, I don't know, hurting someone, making someone feel unseen, unwelcome. I don't think there's ever any harm in trying to make people feel comfortable.
Yeah, love it.
And yeah,
but so the easiest thing that could, yeah.
Absolutely. And that's just one way to do it. You know, any sort of staff meeting in any job scenario, I think just saying our pronouns, going around the room, introducing ourselves, working that into everyday life is something that I think will all of a sudden be secondary, second nature. And yeah, we'll bring more love to this crazy world.
Obsessed. Let's bring more love to this crazy world. And I love what you said before. We all just want to be seen, heard, and understood. So thank you so much, Jacob. You're so fucking amazing. We love you.
You're fucking amazing.
You're amazing. Okay. So yeah, I know we get very excited here. So yeah.
I know. I am.
My love, why do you think visibility across the gender spectrum of the entertainment industry matters? And what do you hope to see more of in the future?
Great question. I think because our industry, specifically like film is obviously forges many frontiers, but you see throughout history, our art form, which is performance for the stage, whether that be musical theater, theater proper, we tend to kind of break the boundaries and be at the forefront of social change. And I think it always seems that, you know, it comes from like Black queer culture, trans women, and it kind of trickles down into the gay community, to the arts community. I feel like we, as kind of theater artists, we get to commercially show people who might not think about these things, you know, men and their wives sitting in the audience, people who don't necessarily think about these things, can see a story representing many different people, see how human they are, how alike they are to those people sitting out in the house. And then at the end of this, like, 2 hours, 3 hours, they're changed, or they've seen someone change, or seen someone be honored or go through struggle and turmoil, and kind of it gets contextualized. And I mean, what better way to do it? I mean, I think musical theater, obviously I'm biased, but musical theater is kind of the best one out of all of them, because it just amalgamates every single art form, be it technical, visual, vocal, dancing, everything. And so I think we use all those powers of beauty and good to forge the way.
Oh, gorgeous. So for our audience, we are all with the Talent House agency in Canada here. And the Talent House has a new section on their roster labeled non-binary actors. Amazing. Visibility matters, everyone. We were wondering, Jacob, what part did you play in this role?
I mean, holy. So first of all, absolutely wild. You know, obviously this whole quarantine, isolation, everything has been just like devastating and horrible and left us questioning and all that good stuff. But there have been so many beautiful kind of silver linings. And this one for me was just like a shimmering example of that. So, you know, here I am in isolation. I've been really kind of exploring and identifying and going inward. And I kind of finally come to terms with this idea of like, I want to be addressed as they, them. I want to be seen as I am, which is gender fluid, gender neutral. And so I made an announcement, as we all do, because this is 2021, on Facebook. And I just said, hey, just I'm Jacob. My pronouns are they, them, just so, you know, we're all on the same page. And literally within, I would say like 2 minutes, I get a call from Rachel at Talent House. And she says, hey, saw your post. I'm updating the website right now. Would you like to send a picture that kind of more closely represents who you are. And of course, I instantly sob and I scour my phone album for
And this one, no, I love the photo. That's the photo that we're using, everyone.
Jacob looks like an angel in it.
He looks like a dame. You are just
like drama.
The drama.
The drama of the hand to the chest. Like, people have like totally teased me for that, but this
you
is
are
a placeholder.
Earth a kid.
Could you imagine? Oh my God. So anyway, Chacha pictures aside, I haven't felt that honored, seen, appreciated in a long time. And the thing that went through my kind of head as I took in this information, realized, oh my God, like what just happened? Like this huge change was just made. And I go, oh, it's so strange that it took till me, because I have seen, learned from, been inspired by countless genderqueer, fluid people, trans people, who have been forging frontiers and breaking down boundaries. And I just kind of stepped back and I went, I'm the first one? Mm-hmm. Like it seems like this like honor that I'm not that I'm not worthy of, but an honor that isn't just this solo trip. It means just like so much more. And I can't thank the Talent House enough. And you know, they'll say like, oh, whatever, it's just a couple clicks at the button. But honoring someone that way, that deeply, does more for a person's morale than you would ever think. So this has been, that's been the highlight of my year for sure.
So wonderful.
Jakey, what advice do you have for people out there who might be going through just figuring out their gender identity?
Ooh.
That's a larded question right there.
Yeah, that's larded. Larded, larded. You know, I think there's just no time, especially now, there's just no time to try to please other people. You just have to find your joy on this earth. You have to find what works with you, what feels good with you. You know, you'll tell people, I've experienced this, you'll tell people who you love, people who are close to you, who might not understand and might have, you know, different values that they're hesitant to, you know, acknowledge or honor your pronouns or your choices, because they think it's a result of some hurt you're going through, some damage you're feeling. So you can be gaslit in that way. And that's something I'm still coming to terms with and grappling with. But just know, life is too short to be trying to please other people. So if it feels comfortable for you, if you feel safe, if you feel like within yourself, if you feel safe and you feel like you're honoring yourself, you just have to do what is best for you. And if people around you aren't accepting that, you got to look for your tribe and find people who will, because I've said it 5 times, but I will say it again. Life is too fucking short. So live your happiness, live your truth.
Cheers to that.
Goodness.
Let's all take a sociable for that one. Cheers to that.
Jakey, find your tribe. And then what can you tell people who want to be great allies?
Find queer people and be friends with them. Woo! I mean, it's tough now because we're all like in our prison cells. we're very blessed, a lot of us more than others, but it sucks and it's difficult to meet people. But hey, go check out Club Quarantine, Club Q. It's an online queer club. Go check out all the amazing art that they're creating there. Watch RuPaul's Drag Race, which is just like baseline fundamental. You can hear all the different queer iconic terms, learn about Black history, learn about trans history. I mean, you know, and you know what? It's not even work. It's just like, you'll go and be like, oh, cool, this is more enjoyable just because queer people are amazing. So yeah. And if you see injustice and people being bullied, if you have the energy, I know it takes a lot and it's difficult for people sometimes to be brave, but if you're one of those brave people, stick up for people when you see shitty things online and, you know, crappy comments and stuff.
Yes. Ooh.
And don't be afraid to make mistakes, to say the wrong thing, to say the wrong gender, to misgender someone, because guess what? If someone's hurt, if someone's feelings get hurt, it's okay. They will heal as long as your intentions are clear. You communicate to them that their comfort is of the utmost importance, And don't be afraid to make mistakes, because I think what happens a lot is, rather than being brave and saying, what are your pronouns? Mm. We either avoid using them, or we end up misgendering because we are afraid to ask. And then you'll just save yourself a lot of trouble if you just are brave enough to ask in the first place.
Well, that is inspiring and something I can't wait to put into practice. But we're going to switch topics and we're going to go to Jacob McInnes art. Everybody, Jacob McInnes is a stunning visual artist. Can you tell us first, what is your go-to medium and materials when you are creating?
Good question. Generally, I flock to acrylic paint mm-hmm. and canvases. Do you know why? It's because I'm a thrifty queen and most of my supplies are very inexpensive. A lot of canvases I use are repurposed canvases and recycled canvases. I always say, if you're not creating, you're usually destroying, and it's usually myself I'm destroying. So I find a lot of the time when I'm not creating performing wise, I must create visually or else I'll go insane. So I will literally take anything and create with it. There's nothing that excites me more than getting like a costume idea and going to Dollarama and just making a full like costume or piece of art with just all stuff from the dollar store.
It's the perfect way.
But generally paint. When I'm doing commission work for clients, I usually do acrylic paint. But
I mean, speaking of, you did a beautiful acrylic paint on canvas for Jen and I when we put up our Dance for Impact event in support of Sketch Toronto. If you haven't heard of them, check out Sketch Toronto. For those of you who didn't see the amazing piece, it was called The Raven Rises. It is on our Instagram if you want to have a look. It's stunning. Michael Hughes won it in our auction. Hooray! Can you tell us the inspiration behind that specific piece?
Yeah. So the raven image comes from my dear friend, Caitlin Yacht, who's this incredible Indigenous artist and performer from the West Coast. So her family, her clan, the sign is the raven. And her, you know, ancestors were impacted by Canada's residential schools. And her and I actually met when we did the show Children of God together, which is a musical by Corey Payette about Canada's residential schools. So there are images in that painting where her hair is being cut, because that's one way the government tried to racially cleanse Indigenous people, was knowing their power comes from the hair, cutting that off, quote, taking the Indian out of the child. And there's a red handprint over the mouth, which is representative of the missing and murdered Indigenous women. But so it's dark, of course, but in the image itself, there's these red raven wings that are soaring above her. And that's kind of this incredible Indigenous spirit that has never, as much as the government and the Catholic Church has tried to wipe out these people, it just will not work. And so the resilience, that is just the raven. Caitlin is a shining example of Indigenous excellence. And so she has kind of taken the family and raised it up. And the pieces of hair are turning into ravens. So that being said, it was just this piece saturated with love and with respect.
Yeah, I was just going to say, thank you so much for sharing that explanation with us. And I just got to say, your art just transcends. And I say art when you put so much art out into the world. Your voice is an absolutely stunning instrument. Your creative art is so beautiful. You're such a brilliant actor. And I just want to thank you for just taking a second and chatting to us about all of that, because you're freaking awesome.
Thank you.
Jakey, did you team up with Tap Shoes Canada as well?
Oh, heck yeah. Okay, so
tell me about it.
Yes, Jay Schrammick works with Tap Shoes Canada, and he came to me one day. I was kind of, you know, we had a chunk of time between contracts. I wasn't really doing anything, and Jay knew that I was a visual artist, and so he said, hey, like, what would you think about offering a custom painted tap shoe service for Miller and Ben tap shoes? And I said, oh my gosh, of course. Yes. And so Jay, Carrie, and I had an amazing dinner one night and we just absolutely clicked. Yeah. So now it's Tap Shoes Canada, and we're called Shoe Tattoos. So there's a stamp, a half sleeve, and a full sleeve that you can get. So yeah, I'll work with the client. Sometimes someone just wants a little butterfly. Sometimes someone wants their initials, and sometimes they just say go crazy. And then we create their tap dreams. So yeah, that's been really, really fun.
There's so much personality. I love when like colored taps come into the room. You're like, ooh, where'd you get those?
Oh, she better be good.
Honestly, it's true. Oh my God, I didn't say that.
Don't come in here with a painted watermelon pair of taps and only be able to do a shuffle, shuffle, shuffle.
True. So Jacob, as you said before, you also have a stunning voice. You are a music sensation. You also came You've also came out with a new single in 2020 called In My Dreams. Everybody, it is dreaming, as you've heard on this episode. Tell us the process of putting out this EP, especially through the pandemic, and what was the inspiration?
Okay. So
much inspiration today.
My entire life I have written, done poetry. I've won poetry contests. I absolutely loved English.
Just slip that in there.
I mean, it was a Catholic. It was like a Catholic poetry contest. So maybe don't look it up. But I've always loved writing and I've always wanted to write my own stuff. But of course, I never had an excuse to. And what's a better excuse than being stuck inside and having to sit with your thoughts and your memories? And you know what actually kind of was the spark of all of this is Jacob's first heartbreak. So I got my heart broken in a pretty like in the first way that it happens. And so I woke up one night in Prince Edward Island and the lyrics of the first verse came to me and I wrote them down in my diary. And then I went back to sleep and then I woke up and I wrote the rest of the song right there. And then a whole album of like 8 songs came out of me.
Oh my gosh, you're like Dolly Parton when she wrote Jolene and
I Will Always Love You.
You're right, Jen.
She wrote them both on the same day, didn't she? This is it. This is basically it. Okay,
I'm the new Dolly Parton.
You're the Podunk
Dolly Parton.
You heard it here first, folks. Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, right. Yes. Oh my God. Dolly Parton, that Netflix Christmas special, like what a beautiful mess. It was so podunk in the best way. It was so beautiful. Seeing her dressed as like Grisabella the cat at the beginning of that thing. She's the Grisabella we deserved. Yeah. So anyway, I'd had that song written and I got in contact with this UK music production company that does everything online. And then I got this song recorded with my producer Rahul, and I actually have number 2 kind of hot on its heels. And that should be coming out pretty soon, along with a brand new cover duet with James Daly that him and I got professionally produced together. So that should be coming out fairly soon too. That's my kind of pop music beginnings and kind
You're
of where we are now.
Pop queen fantasy.
Ooh. Yeah, hell yeah. Oh my God, I've always wanted to write my own music.
Ah, fantastic. Well, we can't wait to hear more of it. When you do send it our way, we will shout it out to all our listeners because we are just clearly obsessed with you, my friend. We're kind of getting to wrap up a little bit here. We were wondering, what is the most important thing you've learned about yourself during this pandemic?
Okay, so I can only speak for myself, but I feel like, you know, as a queer person, as a person who has been hurt and has been teased and outcast and felt like a black sheep, you kind of spend a good chunk of your life feeling like a victim. And that's a really easy thing to kind of find yourself spiraling into. But then I found something happened when I turned 30. And it started to shift in this bizarre way where then all of a sudden I realized, well, hurt people hurt people. And then I started noticing and remembering it, ways in which I hurt other people and things that I've said to hurt others and ways I victimize other people. And those realizations are extremely important for growth and for moving on in your life and for healing things that still kind of keep you up at night. But it is, I found that you can go a little too far with not being kind to yourself. So find balance, be kind with yourself, because you're the only person you get at the end of the day, especially spending so much alone time, you really realize, wow, I'm in this with me. So you have to be kind to yourself, whether you're going through that kind of self-exploration of owning up to things you've done. You also have to acknowledge the beauty you bring to people's lives, the way you are loved and the way you love, because that's the most important thing. So I'm giving this advice because I'm trying to take this advice myself. So it's more of a selfish thing, but I think that's the most important thing that I've kind of been learning.
Really,
what a gift, pandemic. What a gift.
Oh my God. Do you have any final thoughts for our listeners at all, Jakey? Anything that you want to get off your chest that you didn't say?
Fuck you. Yeah. Fuck you.
Be yourself. B, watch the most Netflix. Like, binge TikTok. Like, y'all, I'm not even kidding you, TikTok has been my saving grace. I swear, when I walk into an in-person audition, if those ever happen again, I'm gonna be like, okay, for my dance I'm doing a TikTok dance, for my song I'm singing Remy the Ratatouille, and for my monologue I'm doing Margaret Thatcher impression, and that's pretty much it. So,
and then can I hear it? Is there a Margaret Thatcher? Can I hear it, please?
I don't think I can do a proper Margaret Thatcher. You know, the one I actually have been trying to really nail is Princess Diana.
Oh, it's the, yes.
All right, gosh. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, keep working on your impressions and find your joy.
Find that joy. Okay, we're gonna sing to you in a sec. You're gonna sing with us, we'll teach you, but let's just recap some of the things that we talked about today. So using pronouns allows others to be seen, heard, and understood. Validating different genders is a wonderful thing. Visibility matters. Visibility in the entertainment industry matters and can help project social change. Friends, find your tribe, watch Club Q, watch Rue. And if your intentions are clear, it's okay to make mistakes. Just make sure that the person you're talking to is seen, heard, and understood. Be kind to yourself, find balance, tune into yourself, acknowledge the beauty you bring into your life and into others. You guys, should we sing with Jacob? 5, 6, 7, 8. Bitches are lit.
Titties out.
Vegan turkey's ready, bitch. Yes.
That was great. We're being a
good friend. That's what it is. You can't do it again.
Okay. That's
Jacob it. Jacob McInnes, everybody.
Yay. Hey.
We love you so much.
Love you both so much.
That was everything. Thank you so much, Jakey, for being so open and creating such an inclusive space for us all today to listen and learn and make sure those around us feel valid, seen, and heard. You can find this incredible talent on Insta at Jacob McInnes and at Jacob McInnes Art. You, of course, heard from Steve Coda earlier, who is at inthewings.online, and you know where to find us, folks. We're on Insta at Tits and Teeth Podcast. We're on Twitter at Teeth Tits, and our website is titsandteethpodcast.com. If you like this interview and you want to hear more like it, make sure you hit that subscribe button, and whatever you're facing today, beauties, keep those tits up, those teeth out, because you got this and we bloody love you.